Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of February 2017, and this is the 524th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just eaten a nectarine, sun-warmed nectarine from my nectarine tree. My nectarine tree is hanging so low at the moment that I almost have to crawl down the path to get down my drive, and it really makes it all worthwhile when the sun starts warming up the nectarines and I can just sort of pluck one and eat it. There aren't very many this year. I suspect this nectarine tree is coming to the end of its life, but given that it owes its existence to a spat-out pip, I'm not going to complain. It's been there for probably, 15 years maybe more. And I've had fantastic fruit from it, almost probably from the second year or third year of its existence. So no complaints, and every year when I have the first one, I just remember how much nicer something that is picked at the end of a sunny day and directly eaten. It is quite a warm day today. It's 27. Luckily, the house is still cool, and I think the temperature's going down tonight. So with any luck, the house won't be too hot later on, but I do have to go out. I'm going out to meet a friend, and it's 27 now, and it looks as if it's going to go up a bit more, and then it will cool down. So I'm going to need to get my hat and probably put on something a bit less substantial to go out. I've had a day of writing today. I've been writing Moll, but I've been doing it in a very sort of gentle fashion. So I don't know whether it'll go out tonight or not, or whether it'll be tomorrow, but I want it to be before the end of the weekend because I want to get back to the novel for next week. And this is the Murmurs week, and really it has come to an end. Anyway, I have been really enjoying it, and I look forward to sending it off. I'm just really thinking this season of experimenting and this year of letting go is a very, very good thing. And I hadn't realised how much having a phrase for the year puts or creates a sort of shape to it. And it's like a referral point, and letting go is a very, very nice thing to refer to every time I feel slightly stressed. I think, oh, it's the year of letting go. That's all right then. I do hope that you have a gentle word that can guide your year, that you haven't indulged in over-planning, which has always been my want. And I hope you had a good day yesterday, and I hope you had a good day today, or will have, and that you have a great day tomorrow. Either letting go or being very engaged. And actually, being engaged does mean that you've let go. Being engaged is letting go of anything else whilst you're involved in undertaking something. So that's my wish for you, is my letting go word, or phrase rather, for the year. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.